Friends, at the head of our vision is that we believe God's calling disciples together for himself through his word. We've done questionnaires, we've talked in our groups about what are the strengths of here and what are the things that we value. And I praise God, because over and over and over again, people say the things that they value are the teaching of the Bible and gathering together around his word in Bible study. That is a magnificent platform. It's a biblical platform. It's exactly what George has been talking about, isn't it? And it's simple. It can seem unsexy and boring, but it's the thing that matters. And so we want to keep pushing ahead with those things. I want to talk to you a bit about Bible study at the moment, because it's interesting. When we asked the question about how do we feel connected, people said Bible study, people said Bible teaching. The three other big things that people said: relationships, so other people, meals together, which is other people doing something, and ministry together. Studying the Bible and hanging out together. And in our Bible study groups, we do a lot of that through Bible study. Our third goal that we've been talking about is of having 80%, at least 80% of our regular members in Bible study groups. Because we do so much of that growing in relationship around God's word, sharing our lives as we pray for one another, as we talk about life, as we discover what life is about through the Bible. We do it in that context. So I want to talk a bit about that goal. The two big things about Bible study that I want us to think about, I want us to take on board as we go forward, are dare and care. Dare and care. The attitude, the dare is that we will all have an attitude of thinking we want our Bible study group to become two Bible study groups every 2 years. To have an attitude and an expectation that as we preach the gospel, as we live gospel lives, that we're going to be growing. And so that we're not actually all going to fit in this building, in this house. And so we're going to have to multiply things. Now, some people are as excited as all get out, think that that's fantastic. Other people, that scares the pants off them. Because I like to get to know people and I like to grow together with them. But the gospel is something that goes out. And we want to be growing in ourselves, growing into Christ, but we want to be growing outward, growing more people in Christ. That's the dare I'd like us all to take on, that attitude. And because that attitude, if we take on that dare, it actually transforms not only what we do in Bible study, but what we do as we gather together at church and as we live our lives. Because our life is going, we expect to grow, we want to grow, and we're going to grow by the gospel being proclaimed. So when someone walks in the door, what are we going to do with that person? We're going to talk with them. We're going to start building a relationship. We're going to invite them to keep building that relationship around God's word as we meet together during the week, so we can share our lives together and grow up in Christ together. And so the care part of it is that what we want to do and what we want to work together, Toby and myself and the Bible study leaders, is getting everyone who is regular here connected to a Bible study group. And so that when we're in our Bible study group, here's our Bible study group. It's Kylie and Cam and George and I. We're a Bible study group. But we've also, Jim and Anne are connected to our Bible study group. They're not currently in a Bible study group. But we're going to share our lives together, which is what is already happening in Bible study groups. But we're also going to try and share our lives with those guys. We're going to love them. Because what's going to be best for them? They're in relationship with other people. And we're going to have in mind connecting with those guys. And we might not be the best guys to connect with them.
And we're going to love them, and we're going to try and get into Bible study. And we're going to notice when they're not at church. We're going to send them little cards.
The challenge for us with the goals is to dare to care. Dare and care. In a minute, we're going to go into our discussion groups. I'd love for you to share with one another how you feel about those. But it'd be good to talk. How do you do that care? If you're one of those people who's outside of a Bible study group, how would you like to be cared for? How could we do it? How can we be building those connections, embracing people and bringing them in? Now, we heard a little bit from Digger and Michelle and Scott, of people who loved them and connected them and brought them in to the gospel family. So there's a chance as we gather in our groups to share how that's happened for us and how others have helped in that process over the years.